Today's scripture lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, one of those prophets for whom we lit the candle. Chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. And God speaks, "Comfort, O comfort my people," says your God. "Speak softly and tenderly to Jerusalem, but also make it very clear that she has served her sentence, that her sin is taken care of, forgiven. She's been punished enough and more than enough, and now it's over and done with. Thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys. Level off the hills. Smooth out the ruts. Clear out the rocks. Then God's bright glory will shine and everyone will see it. Yes, just as God has said." You've seen the signs. Road closed. Construction ahead. Reduce speed. Expect delays. Find alternate route. Lane ends merge left. There are flashing lights and orange barrels and cones and barricades everywhere you turn in our fair little piece of God's acre, this whole area here of fissures. We had to squeeze three lanes into two lanes into one. We feel pressure and frustration. We have impatience. There are fender benders, and worse, there's inconvenience. But they're all signs of something big coming, something big happening. Well, what is it? Is it IKEA? Is it Topgolf? The new Harley dealership coming just up the road? Is it more traffic? Progress? Well, whatever it is, ready or not, here it comes. We haven't got much choice but to live in a world that surrounds us like a sea of orange. We've got to be ready for its coming to be able to navigate it first and then to see what's on the other side. Advent season, as we've mentioned already this morning, is a time in the Christian church, throughout the history of the Christian church, that we have spent time in that getting ready, because ready or not, here it comes. A time when the church takes a bit of focus to do a reset in our lives, to be able to stop business as usual and really focus on what is key. We've lost that somewhere along the way in our preparations for Christmas as a culture. We've forgotten there's something very important happening that's more than just the party on the calendar. These 4 weeks before Christmas, we need to prepare a way for God's arrival into our lives. It is a remembering Christ's coming, his first coming, that we celebrate with the nativity and all those things that we see there. It is also an expectation and preparing for his second coming into our lives when he comes to gather his people home, to set everything right. Preparing our hearts. But as we do that, as we look at these next 4 weeks, well, it's all about slowing down and even stopping to readjust our sights. Everything within us wants to scream out, "Do anything but stop, because it's all coming." How many of you already got your calendars pretty well full for December? Anybody know the pressure of that? Yeah. Who made you do that? I mean, anybody sit down with a threat in front of you and say, "You've got to fill out your calendar"? We do it because we like to be with people we love. We like to have the entertainment, the joy, the celebrations of all that comes with this season. But also with that, it brings all the requirements of the preparing ourselves to do it. Well, in the midst of all, don't forget there's one more thing to prepare for. It is coming. Preparing ourselves. Help me out for a minute here. Think about your everyday life. Just right now, just forget the Christmas season altogether. Think about your everyday life. What are some of the orange barrels you have to navigate around that can cause you stress? What are some of the things you got to deal with in your everyday life that can cause you to really be frustrated with navigating? Anybody have stress in your life? No? That's wonderful. I'm not as mature as you are. You have stress in your life? Okay. You forget to send cards sometimes, and that makes you feel stressed. You are a wonderful woman. Somebody tell me what.
Roundabouts in Carmel.
Roundabouts in Carmel. Well, okay, that's a literal orange barrel kind of thing, actually. But yeah, okay. Navigating through the streets nowadays. What else? Yeah. Okay. Every day can almost be too much. Just keeping myself focused, going where I want to go with that, and I end up answering whatever the thing, you know, comes to my, you know, my mind or my schedule or anything else. Yeah, that's a big part for many of us in our lives. Somebody else, what do you feel? What's one of your orange barrels? Bills. I can relate. Yes. Your computer causes you stress? I can relate. Somebody else. Work can be stressful, without doubt. Yeah. And sometimes we can be the cause of somebody else's stress at work, too. Well, you couldn't, Ed, because you're good. I can be difficult for the people on my staff. Others? Say again. Raising your kids can cause you stress. I can relate to that. And I had my kids with me yesterday, and they could tell you that raising my kids caused them stress, too. But they survived, and I survived, and you will too. But it's an important stress in our lives. Yeah, it is. Now, add into that whole mix the madness of Christmas. So think of that now. You've got your other orange barrels of everyday stuff. Now add in what you know you're going to have to be a part of and go through this next 4 weeks. What are some of the other barrels that now you've got to face in your, you know, your orange barrels that are Christmas-related for you? Shopping? Did I hear a whisper of shopping? Shopping, okay. Because you're afraid to say it out loud? You're afraid that if you say it, it becomes real? Yeah. Shopping can be stressful. It surely can. Somebody else, what's another orange barrel of Christmas season for you? Getting your Christmas tree and ornaments out. Do you have to go out and cut one down, or do you take one out of the attic? Whatever is perfect, which means whatever she wants, right? Exactly. You're a wise man beyond your years. Maria. The regular Christmas traffic plus this. Yeah, you know, I've learned a long time ago that in Indiana, at Christmas time, those red and green and yellow lights out here in corners, they're just for decoration. You know, when somebody, I'm going to get through this light, and then they can't go anywhere else, they just block the whole intersection, you know? Or when the light turns red, I can make it through before they start. So they're just, they are the first lights of the season. Anybody else, what stresses you as part of Christmas along the way? Being musicians and all the things you got to do with that, too. And all the concerts, that's true. Whether they're the kids in concert or whether they're you in volunteer concerts and that kind of thing. That's right. One more? Yes. I stress you? Oh. That wouldn't be the first time it's been said.
I think for me it is getting back to what
Okay. The stress, the struggle of trying to focus on it properly and keep it balanced and centered with that. And that is so difficult for many of us. Not because we don't know what it's about, not because we don't want it to be about that, because all this other stuff too, and we try to get it all in there with that. It's hard to deal with all the pieces of that. So what's our response to all this stress? Whether it's just the regular of every day or you add into it the Christmas piece of that, do we just, you know, I look at all these barrels when I drive and I know I can't just plow through them, although I would dearly love to once in a while. Can I borrow your car? I might plow through it with your car. Want to just be able to just to bulldoze those things out of the way, but we can't do that. So what do we do? Do we look for alternate routes? Do we lay on our horns and vent in our frustration? Of course, we always do that, you know, in Jesus' name. Do we throw up our hands and say, that sound is for every word I'm not supposed to say out loud. You throw up our hands and we just say, I'm out of here. I'm going to take my ball and go home. Call me Ebenezer Scrooge if you want to, but I'm checking out and I'll be back in January. As much as we'd like to do that, we know that we really can't because there are so many expectations, our own expectations and the expectations of those who love us and then the traditions that we carry on. And so we can't just chuck it all. Now, there are some who leave town and go to Florida or Texas or someplace else. God bless you, go, but I've heard there's still Christmas down there too, which is a good thing. It can also be a stressful thing. Of course, we can't do all that. We've got to go through it. So we sort of shrug and we say, oh, well, I guess sleep and sanity are kind of overrated anyway. We do the best that we can. You know, we despise the construction, the hassle of it, but they assure us that it's going to be worth it all. It'll be so nice when it's finished. So what do we do? Well, for most of us, we grit our teeth and we nudge our car into this flow of traffic along with 150,000 of our dearest and nearest friends. So we share the roads and the parking lots and the store aisles with them. And we smile, whether we mean it or not, we smile and we greet them for the season. Do we soothe our weary minds with a nice glass of Christmas wine or one extra fully loaded eggnog to numb the pain? No, I mean to celebrate the season. Or do we risk doing something countercultural? Do we risk turning around and going another way against the flow? I don't mean we quit or we rage, but what if we turned around and found a better way? You know, as we look through all these construction projects, it occurs to me maybe it's time, maybe we have room for one more construction project in Fishers. Now, I can almost hear your silent screams already. You know, what are you saying? Bite your tongue. If I see one more orange barrel, I'm going to lose it. And I'm speaking from my own experience here. A couple weeks ago, I was right at the point of being so done with all the orange that I was going to move all those barrels right out of the way. But I had too many corners and intersections to do that with. I couldn't get it all done. I wanted to bring some in here, but they were dirty, and I couldn't bear to put that into the sacred space. But as we begin this season, let's talk about a different kind of construction project. A project about clearing the path and building a highway in our hearts and minds and spirits for our God to come. As we begin this season of preparation, preparing to celebrate Christ's coming, and all that it means in our lives, I want to challenge you to stop. Not just slow down, but actually stop and mentally pull over to the side of the road. I want you to take an inventory of all the rocks and detritus that's in the way of the roadbed that you want to make for this highway for your God. Look at what we need to grade out of the way to inspect our spirits and see what hills need to be leveled off and what valleys need to be filled in and what blind curves need to be straightened. So I'm challenging you to think through all the things that get in the way. Your maybe it's your pride or your resentment or a woundedness from the past or just the plain exhaustion that comes of trying to deal with all the, even the good things that come. Anger or greed, the need to be right, that afflicts some of us. Ever been involved with somebody in a contentious conversation and you're trying to bring it to an end, but they just can't quit, you know? It's like having a last word. I've been taught a long time ago, the only way to have a last word if you're a husband is to say, yes, dear. But there are others who have other last words and need to be right. But do an actual inventory. Some of you can use an app on your smartphone and enter it and keep it on your phone. Others of you may want to go old school and pull out one of those sticks that leak ink onto a piece of parchment and write it down. But whatever you choose, whatever form you choose to use, make a list, an inventory of the things that get in the way of building this highway for your God to come into your life without anything else to have to drive around or go over. And then take that list with you wherever you go and pray every day over that list. God, in my life, it is this. And pray that God will show you which rocks need to be pried loose and which need to be blasted away and which need to be pushed to the right spot to be used as part of the road bed. Study your list and ask God to find a way to bulldoze the path for him to come. Why? I got enough stress as it is. You want me to do this? Think on a whole new level? That can be stress in itself. Why does it matter? Well, it matters because the Great One is coming, and he wants to come all the way in to you. He wants to invite you into the greatest adventure of your life, and we can get so used to it that we miss opportunities to say, there he is. He's inviting me in. You know, I just found myself this morning feeling guilty because my oldest grandson yesterday, his family got a new car because their old car got hit by somebody who just used those lights as suggestions, you know. And the first time they'd driven it up to us, and he wanted to show it off. And he showed it off to my oldest son, his uncle. And it just hit me this morning, man, I should have just jumped up. I'm a car guy. And gone out and let him show me. Show me all the bells and whistles. I mean, it's even got a heated steering wheel, for goodness sake. And the reason I didn't go, maybe I resented that I don't have one. I don't know. We miss so much because we get so used to it. Find a way to have new eyes this year as we build this new highway this year to come and to make a way for God to come all the way in. Why does it matter? Because ready or not, he's coming. Why does it matter? Because it matters because people are watching. They're looking at you. They're looking to you to see how you're going to act. These last 2 weeks, we've talked about, among other things, the truth is that we live out what we believe. And if I, in my life, or you, in your life, get so caught up in the rush and the crush of this season that we begin to let it affect our relationships and we snap at our kids or our sweethearts or somebody else that matters very much in our lives, how does that align with what we say we believe? That if we find ourselves doing things that aren't what we want to be doing, and others see that, what does that witness to them of this king who is coming? Take your construction inventory, make your list, pray over it every day. Ask God to show you which stones need to be moved and removed. I'm afraid that in fissures around us, the battle of the barrels is not over. We have a lot more to go through. Some of you have lived in this community for a long time, and you've seen lots of barrels along the way. But there's still more to come. And that's just the way of the world. And the battle of the barrels in our own lives for our own highways will continue because that's just the way of our worlds. But if we build this one more construction project, we're working against that which crowds in and opens the way. We manage the other barrels because we know that if we plan, we can make it through. And we also know that orange jumpsuits with stenciled Department of Corrections on the back is not a good look to get arrested and put in jail. So I make nice on the roads. I want to make nice here and with you. And that's up to me. And for you, it's up to you to remember, prepare your highway for God's coming. Oh, by the way, it seems almost poetic to me that just this week, the city opened up Oak Street. It's not fully opened yet. I mean, you can right turn in and you can right turn out, but it's been closed down. And now as we have Advent coming, preparing a highway for our God, this is opening up. Talk about timing. It's not much in the sea of orange, but it's something. And if the city can do it, can we settle for anything less in our own lives? As we begin, my prayer for you is that God will show you the stones to be moved away, the low spots to be filled in, the high spots to be brought down, and those blind curves to be straightened out from within your own life. God in his celebration and joy and his healing and freedom that he brings into our lives with his coming brings it all to you. Make a way, a highway for your God. Amen.